It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly on Packer Ave. Tonight and every Monday night, Brandon Graham Show at 6. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby.
Yosh.
Kind of a happy Monday. Mm-hmm.
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Oh, man. I be wanting to keep riding with you in the car, man. But I swear, boy, Spike and Jack be pulling on me to get in the car with them, man, because this team is exhausting. It really is, man. I'm about to be your age next year, 50 years old, and I'm in pretty good shape, but I feel like this team gonna give me a heart attack, bro. What's that? I be stressing. I don't even know why I watched the first quarter of the daggone game, because one thing, they don't do nothing. The first quarter, what's man? I'm with Chuck. It's boring. It's like you want to doze off. Go make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something, man. This team is ridiculous, man. And Nick Sirianni, he like listening to the dude who used to do the daggone Vaseline commercial, Dry Eyes. Like, he just rambles and says absolutely nothing. He told the boy in the daggone press conference, I'm not going to answer, this not going to answer your question. Go answer the daggone question. Don't tell us nothing else. We want to hear the answer real quick. Like, shut up. It's just annoying. Yes, Jalen played a good game yesterday. He didn't turn the ball over. But I need to see 8-9 weeks of Jalen not turning the ball over and passing the ball and getting 200-some yards and multiple touchdowns. I'm going to tell you right now, if he had A.J. Brown and daggone Devontae, he would have turned the daggone ball over. He would not have looked as good as he looked yesterday. Because you can just throw it up and A.J. just catches it. He throw the ball in traffic and A.J. stick those strong hands out and snatch it and just turns around and shake the man off and run it. He threw that daggone touchdown behind daggone Devontae. But Devontae, being as athletic as he is and calm, caught the ball, put his hands behind his, partially behind his daggone face, caught the ball and took it to the house. Like, this offense, it looked like Nick called a whole daggone game until it's something that we need to do. And then he said, Kellen, call something that you call in Dallas and maybe it'll work. And it does. Like, the defense, I'm ready for N'Kobe Dean to pull a hamstring so Jeremiah Trotter Jr. can get in there. I'm tired of seeing him. He missing everything. He pitter-pat. This team is just atrocious to watch, man. I'm getting tired. I told Jack a couple weeks ago, I am with him. Jalen Hurts is not $50 million. He's more like 35. Like, I love the kid. I really do. I want him to succeed. But he is not worth this money we're giving him. And I, daggone, what's that? And yeah. Saquon would have broke a big daggone run if he hadn't ran into the back of that daggone offensive
Landon
lineman.
Dickerson. Yeah.
Dickerson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was trash yesterday. He looked like daggone, what's his name, Miles Sanders back there. Like, he looked like the second Penn State running back. And Coop would have got that daggone sack, but the offensive lineman got pushed back into him, Ike. So we going to give him a little bit.
No, wrap up.
The boy got pushed into him, Ike. The boy got pushed into him, man.
He went to tackle with his forearm. We can always get better. We can always get better, yo.
Go game again. Go watch it again. I ain't gonna agree with you. I ain't even on your side right now. You my big brother.
I don't even know why we actually agree. What are you disagreeing with?
Nothing. I don't know. They got me confused. My wife starting to sit there and say stuff like, I don't even know why you're watching this game making you upset. Like, and she usually just sit there and shut up and play on Instagram and roll the guns when we score a touchdown and all that good stuff. But now she see her 49-year-old husband stressing. I'm sending a picture that I had to squeeze my daggone Eagles. So I wouldn't break that. I had people texting me, you break anything yet? Like, that's how bad it is, Ike.
I was frustrating. Was frustrating.
Man, it's ridiculous. I'm looking at Sam Darnold playing better than Jalen this year. That's ridiculous. Kirk Cousins just came off an Achilles injury.
I thought Jalen had a good game yesterday.
He had a good game yesterday. I said I need 8 to 9 daggone weeks. We are not going to praise him for one game. He didn't play 5 weeks of mediocre daggone football. And now what's his name? He didn't fumble or
throw an interception
yesterday.
I'm just trying to be fair and pointing out that he played a solid game.
Right.
Yes. See, when they want negativity, they go to YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's not. I don't like.
I argue realism.
I'm a positive guy, Yosh.
Positive Spike. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Spike, we men of God. We ain't telling them lies. You just a positive. But I ain't gonna even go there. I almost said something the wrong way. What's the name? Leave that alone. I'll probably be a little bit more positive tomorrow. This team is frustrating me, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the daggone deep. I feel like I just took some pre-workout. Like, they are just a headache, man. I'm tired. Nick Sirianni, out there acting a fool, with the daggone crowd. That's why Jalen's saying the good stuff now. Because you know what he's saying? He's saying, y'all see for yourself, so I am going to support him. Because he acting like a fool, so I'm going to keep saying, go ahead, do what you want to do. Be yourself. Because he acting like a fool. He Jeffrey the giraffe. He for kids.
But hold on, though. Yoshi, for 4 weeks, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing any of that stuff for 4 weeks.
But he ain't done it so much. It's just coming up out of him.
They encouraged him. Did you hear? They encouraged him to get back to being himself.
You know what? Because they all want him to get fired because they think he's an idiot.
We're going to spin this thing any way we want to spin it, man.
Yes.
Dallas dogged this team. Daggone Washington dogged this team. New York beat this team by more points than we beat them. And now Jalen's kryptonite, New York, we expect him to go up there and win by 3 next week? Man, I am scared.
What are you scared of?
Losing to the Giants.
Hold on. There's nothing to be scared of. What are you scared of? You already readjusted your expectations. You don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl. What are you scared of? You want the coach fired? What are you scared of?
You're only scared when you feel like there's something at stake
that you may not get. I think everybody sort of readjusted their expectations, except for me.
Yeah, we're scrappy underdogs now.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't understand. Do you expect them? I'm hearing every day they aren't a good team and they aren't going anywhere. So your expectations shouldn't be that high.
I feel better.
I'm just trying to help you.
You put your hand around my neck and told me don't be no punk B. All right, I'm back with you, bro.
All right, get out of here.
I'll be it for you, Yoshi. Don't worry.
Yoshi's easier to sway than Ike is. Normally, Ike's the
only
one
during Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
I just don't know. You know.
All right,
go ahead.
So first of all, before we start talking about the offense, AJ Brown is truly outstanding and one of the best Eagles players I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to get that out there, I can't believe that the touchdown pass that he caught had the guy hanging on him. He essentially had to reach back with his hand to get it and wait there for it. The guy draped all over him, and he is so strong, like physically strong. Just the combination of speed and strength from him is unbelievable. All right.
Yeah.
Now to where they suck. Mm-hmm. I agree with Donovan. We asked Donovan McNabb what he thinks the issue with the Eagles' offense is, and his primary thing is that they don't have an identity, really. You know, the time that they really did have an identity, they were running all the RPO stuff, and it was working, and, you know, Jalen in 22, I mean, that was what they were. That's not going to work anymore. So it really comes down to, I don't think any of us are blaming AJ or Devontae or Dallas Goedert. Saquon Barkley has generally been good this year, and the offensive line has been good. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. So if I were to ask you, Ike, if you think that the play calling that the Eagles have now, which looks similar to last year, is Nick Sirianni's influence on Kellen Moore, do you believe that that is likely?
I don't know. I don't know. So I just put it all on Kellen Moore.
Okay.
He's the play caller. He's the play designer. That's what he's here for.
See,
here's what I don't get.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised, right? All this consternation about whether or not Nick Sirianni should be back here or not, and now he's not going to be involved in the offense. It's Kellen Moore's offense. So now you guys want me to believe that somehow Nick Sirianni is overthrowing Kellen Moore and calling plays and interfering, and the Eagles front office is okay with this.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me that Nick is doing something that is unwanted or unwelcomed to interfere with the offense.
I agree with you. Yeah. It seems unlikely. It seems like a guy who has generally been receptive to the way that he has to be now, just in terms of what his role is. So I don't think that's likely. And I've said it 100 times, I think Jalen Hurts' limitations as a quarterback are hurting the Eagles' offense and their ability to be dynamic. I don't think it's impossible that Kellen Moore is part of the issue. Of course, he has to be. He's the offensive coordinator. But when I see them not doing things that Kellen Moore has done previously, it leads me to believe that Kellen Moore is trying to tailor what he does to what Jalen Hurts is able to do. I can't imagine that the Eagles, I don't think that they want to be a ground and pound team anyway, but if they are,
paid a running back $36 million.
Well, if they want to be, primarily a running team where it starts with the run, Jalen Hurts has to be under center. They are putting Saquon, and they did a little of the pistol thing yesterday, but that is not the same as being under center. If they want to be a running team, Jalen Hurts has to be under center. It gives Saquon Barkley a huge advantage in that he's already running downhill. It also gives them an advantage in the play action game because you're not running that stupid RPO thing, which nobody believes anyway. Mm-hmm. And it also gives them an advantage in screen passes. If you're running a screen pass from under center, there's a better chance from a timing perspective that is going to be effective than if he's in shotgun. Mm-hmm. I also think when you look, because, you know, I saw a bunch of talk today about where AJ is running and where is Devontae is running in terms of their routes, and most of them are outside the hash marks. And you look previous that Kellen Moore put wide receivers, and we even talked about it in preseason, about AJ potentially being in the flat more than or rather running across the middle of the field, and we haven't seen that very much. I just have to believe that it is Hurts. And he did not make mistakes yesterday, that for sure, from a turnover standpoint. But every time that he doesn't hit a guy who is there or who is open, that is a mistake too. And
what do you mean?
Well, if he's leaving plays on the field by not hitting open receivers or not getting rid of the ball quick enough when the receiver is open, that's a mistake too. It's not a turnover.
When you say it's a mistake, I don't know what you mean. It's a mistake by whom? The
Jalen
quarterback?
Yes. I just think he's,
I don't know. I mean, I think the first. Well, I know you do. You say that every week. I think.
Well, it's.
Well, hold on. Hold
on. They're not going to perform.
Well, just let me explain from my perspective. Okay. The first play to AJ was AJ. That's a back shoulder read. If the DB is on top of the receiver, the quarterback sees that and he throws to the back shoulder. If the receiver has stacked the DB, then he's going to throw it over the top of the DB. So the first throw on 2nd and 5 is a miscommunication there where AJ is still running deep versus coming back. So that's not a Jalen Hurts bad throw or anything. That's miscommunication. Fair?
Fair. Absolutely.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he ran the offense well yesterday. And here's what I'll say. Shane Steichen found a way to build his offense around Jalen Hurts and put things in play that made Jalen Hurts a good quarterback and an effective quarterback. The idea that you have to somehow, you're running an offense and Jalen needs to fit into your offense and everything you do, that isn't the mark of a good coach and a play designer. That's why I blame Kellen Moore more. It's his job as an offensive coordinator and play designer to put Jalen in the best position to get the most out of Jalen. That's his job. Call plays that are suited for Jalen the same way Shane Steichen did. Shane Steichen did the same thing.
But that's what they're doing now. And the difference, here's the only difference. The only difference between what Shane Steichen had to do the year he had to do it and what Kellen Moore has to do this year is that there is a book on Jalen Hurts now that there wasn't then. And I compared it earlier to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons' effectiveness went down significantly when the rest of the league was like, wait a minute. We can stand as far as we want away from you, and you're not going to do anything with it. And, oh, also, you don't want to get fouled. So we can let you have the little things that you want, but when it comes down to meaningful, that there's a book on him. There's a book on Jalen Hurts now that there wasn't in 2022.
Sure, but there's a book on every quarterback, Spike.
Yes, but
now, every quarterback has weaknesses.
Absolutely.
That teams focus on. So that's not the issue. Like Jalen, you still got to find ways to be effective. And I thought yesterday he was effective. He ran the ball. He ran the ball decisively. There were quarterback play call runs in there that people wanted to see. So he was able to do that. How about the 3rd-and-2 play to win the game late? To get another first down where they ran the option. He fakes the pitch to Saquon and keeps it and runs. Like, those are good things. Those are positive things. Those are positive things. I think we have to readjust what we expect to see out of Jalen. Like, that's all it is readjusting what you expect to see. And I don't expect to see a 300-yard passer every week. It's great when it happens, but just like when I watch Lamar Jackson play, I don't expect to see a 300-yard passer when Lamar Jackson plays. But when it happens, it's great. It's nice. But for the most part, Lamar Jackson is going to beat you with plays with his legs. He's going to extend plays, and there's going to be a play or two, three, maybe four, where he hits a play down the field somewhere to a receiver. But that's a running team, and he's effective by being the style of player that he is. I think if we're constantly believing that he's going to play to some level where we're all satisfied with the numbers, with the completion percentage, amount of touchdowns, I think that's just constantly moving the goalposts, pun intended, for him to reach a new bar. Maybe this is what he is, and you just have to win this way.
Well,
this is how it is.
We'll continue this right after I tell you about, look, sometimes watching our offense, scary. Sometimes looking at the car that you're driving, even more scary. It's old. It's banged up. It's crappy. You got to replace it. John Ashdale, cars are a team of Colonial Hyundai, want to make it not scary for you. Want you to ghost that ride. Every 2024 Hyundai on the lot needs to disappear like a ghost. Get it? Great deals. Over 200 vehicles on the lot. An Elantra, a Kona, a Tucson, a Santa Fe, 0% financing for up to 60 months, and they're going to give you the highest trade-in value in the region. Consistently recognized for that. $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And this part, not scary at all. Every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Ghost your ride with a deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Before we get to the calls, one final thing. So if we have our expectations of Jalen as they are, you still think this can be a top-level, dynamic NFL offense?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you know why? I think the skill positions are dynamic. I don't care how they get the damn ball. I've seen a lot of pop gun arms. They have great wide receivers or what have you. Like, I've seen a lot of that throughout my years. I've seen a lot of it. And let's be thankful that we haven't built an offense where everything is reliant on Jalen to carry the team. Like, let's be thankful they do have two of the top 10 to 15 wide receivers in all of football. Let's be thankful that they do have a top 5 running back in all of football, a top 5 offensive line. So Jalen doesn't have to be spectacular every week. He just needs to not turn the ball over. He doesn't turn the ball over, they're going to win the majority of their games.
215-592-9494. Bobby in Philadelphia. You're on, excuse me, you're on. Jack, why don't you tell him he's on WIP?
Yeah, Bobby, you're on WIP.
All right.
There we go, I'm good. Bobby, you're
Come on
WIP.
Come on, Bobby, lock in.
Right. Buzz, if you don't tell people, if you don't check in with people, I'm gonna set the producer studio on fire. I swear I am.
Sounds like a fire.
Anthony, you're on WIP.
Lisa!
Yeah. Do you hear me?
Yes!
Look, one question. I'm going to try to clear a few things up, okay?
Yeah.
suppose you play a great game and you lose. The other team plays a little bit better with a bad referee call or something like that, you lose. Suppose you play ugly and you win. These all count in the win and loss columns, okay? I will take.
Dude, they beat the Browns play. Yesterday. What are you talking
Let
about?
It cook.
What are we listen, talking listen, about? They out. Beat the Browns.
Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
We just did this. Whatever. I'll hear you
Look,
out. All right, I'll hear you
they're
out.
They're a professional team, too. Okay?
Barely.
I don't care. They're a professional team. I will take the next 10 games that they have all being ugly wins if they win.
Did you say that last year? You calm down, Mr. 10-1 last year. When they were 10-1 last year, what were you saying then?
No, I'm saying that they collapsed. You didn't hear me.
Yes. We just did this last year. They looked the same.
No, but they collapsed. You didn't hear me. I said that I will take the next 10 wins if they're ugly. I didn't say lose. I will take 10 more ugly wins.
But what does that matter? What does that matter?
It means we're in the playoffs, Jack.
Congratulations. What does it matter?
Oh, everybody doesn't go home in the first round.
Yeah, I know.
Like some teams.
That's what the Eagles did last year.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, too.
Sixers did last year, too.
I'm older than you guys. I'm older than you guys. I go back to the 90s. I'll never forget it.
Amazing.
The year when the San Francisco 49ers won the Super Bowl, the Eagles put a beating on them. They still won the Super Bowl that year. Look it up. 94. Look it up.
It was Monday night, right? Monday night?
Right.
Blowout win, yeah.
Right. The Eagles put a beating on the 49ers.
Anthony.
Yeah, we don't have Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders.
Anthony.
AJ's better than Jerry Rice.
Anthony, let me ask you this. Let's take wins and losses out of it. Do you think to be a good football team, you have to consistently play well?
Well, yeah, but like
okay, No. Just give me that. Yes or no?
True.
Okay. Do you think – just let me add – let me – come on, man.
Play along, Ant.
Anthony, okay. Do you think the Eagles have consistently played well this year?
No.
Okay, there. That's all we need to know. Are they good or are they not good? Are they good to your eyes? Do the Eagles seem like a good team when you're watching them, wins and losses aside? Don't you have a better chance of winning a lot of games if your team is, like, I don't know, good?
Right. But the season's not over yet.
No, you're right. But I can't talk about week 14 in week 6.
Well,
week
and also,
seven.
If it didn't look like it did last year, we wouldn't be as freaking out the way we are right now.
Right. Okay. I hear exactly what you're saying. But like I said, luck is the season first. Let's see how they finish. Okay.
All right. Win's a win.
Yeah. We'll pick up the show the end of December. I appreciate the call. Yeah.
That's what the camera tried to do with his preseason predictions.
Yeah, he did try to cheat.
Unbelievable.
Check back with me later.
What
do you think is going to happen this year?
I will try not to say a win is a win.
Listen, it's okay.
I will try not to say it, but I can't help it. That's the former player in me.
I know. Hard to win games in this league.
Hard to win games in this league, man. They get paid, too.
There it is. If it was against a good team, that'd be fine. They beat the Browns.
I agree.
Dude, Deshaun Watson was 11 of 13 in the second half. They made him look competent.
I think you're the only one who predicted they would cover.
Yeah. So get out of here, Jack. What are you talking about?
I said 20 to 13.
Oh.
Oh, did you? I thought you predicted them to cover.
No.
I don't think any of us did.
Was an Eagles line.
We all had the exact right, different versions of the exact right score. Yeah, we were right. All right.
Freaking Mets are up 6-0.
The top 5 at 5 is next.
He's
Jack,
struggling over
Jack, you're doing game balls?
Game balls.
Game balls. You know, there's going to be 5 of them?
Mark Vientos is unbelievable.
All right. Get him out of here. All right.
Can someone get him out?
No, shut up.
We can't get it back, Jack. It's over.
It's a top 5 at 5 next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.